Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here comes your 90-day fiancé. Your 90-day fiancé.
With Allie and Melissa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Web Crawlers 90 Day Fiancé Recrap. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
This is the podcast where we'll discuss the latest episodes in the 90 Day Fiancé universe. I'm sorry we've had some scheduling conflicts in the last few weeks, but this episode we will be talking about last week's episode of The Single Life and last week's episode of 90 Day Fiancé, which was episode 13.
Oh, I didn't watch The Single Life.
That's okay. I took notes on it. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes or if you'd like to review a little bit of 90 Day Fiancé ourselves since we missed the last few episodes. The number is
626-63-42069.
Nice. Some previous season updates, if you guys watched.
Good Lord.
Ed and Liz have broken up.
Like, really? I thought they got married.
I thought they got married, too. So maybe they're separated or something. I guess Ed was found on Bumble, and then Liz has hard launched a boyfriend on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
She launched. Yeah. So these people cannot be alone. So,
God, geez.
I mean, they should not be together. They break up and get together every 5 minutes, but
well, hopefully,
crazy.
Well, I mean, Liz has another boyfriend, so hopefully.
Yeah, I hope it's, I mean, or she just should be alone. Yeah. And then Rob from Rob and Sophie, everyone was like, what does this guy do for a living? How does he make money?
Mm-hmm.
And people found, I guess, that Rob prior to the show was on OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
Doing, which is no hate, no judgment, but this is just something that's been revealed, doing some... some modeling for all sexes and genders.
Yes. Men and women.
Yeah, men and women.
And, he and was whoever, yeah.
Some butthole pleasure modeling, I guess.
But there were butthole pics. And unfortunately, I found them because I was reading on Reddit and someone's like, here's a link to them. Click if you dare. And I was like, how bad
dared.
Could it be?
You dared.
I dared. I clicked and I saw some BH, some B-hole.
Nice.
Some peen.
Some peen and some P and B.
Some P and B. I saw it and it was there. And Oof. There you go.
Yeah, so I guess that's how he's getting that cash. Also, yeah. So Statler from a previous season, she was in a relationship with Dempsey.
Are they still together?
Doubt it. Who knows? But she like was doing some recon on Rob as well, because Rob had his whole like, I come from the bottom and I'm self-made kind of stuff.
I lived in my car.
Yeah. And I guess he comes from a rich family. She has discovered.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe he was cut off for some reason, but he.
Why does he live in
money.
A shed?
Yeah. So he's not so different from Sophie. It just seems like maybe he has been denied funds for one reason or another. Anyways, let's get into the episodes. 90 Day Fiancé Season 10, Episode 13, To Love and To Cherish. So Rob and Sophie's mom is visiting. She does not get along with Rob the Knob. She is criticizing his apartment. She's like, you should, before you brought Sophie over, you should have been saving money.
Yeah.
And you should have like had a better apartment before she even came over. Like she should have stayed in England until you were actually ready. Mm-hmm. And Rob's like, no, like we could have built a life here together. Otherwise I would just like never would have seen her. It wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah.
They get in a fight. Rob basically tells Sophie and her mom that they're privileged and spoiled, and that anytime they need money, they just call someone and ask for it. And I'm like, who are they asking? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Their backstory is kind of a mystery too.
Yeah, and also like I've never really seen them have exorbitant wealth.
It's nothing. Weird. It's all a. I know people on Reddit have been trying to figure out where their money comes from, and there's no one can really figure it out.
Nothing makes sense with this couple. So Sophie and her mom leave in an Uber to go to whatever hotel Sophie's mom is at. And Rob is like, Sophie's not on my team. She should be worrying if I'm okay and she should stay here. And that's basically it. Basically, Sophie and her mom leave and Rob is sitting there feeling sorry
for herself.
Rob the Knob. And then gross ass couple, Ashley and Manuel. Do you want to get into that?
Oh my God. Okay. So they're at Fuego Cafe with Manuel's friend, Jonathan. And all they do, they have the same argument. It's about spending money. Manuel doesn't want Ashley to spend money and he wants her to send money back to his family. And that's. They're just hanging out at this cafe talking about that. And Ashley is going to take Jonathan to the airport. And Manuel is like, well, I'll just stay at the restaurant by myself. Like they get into an argument and they get into a huge fight. And Jonathan says Manuel should make up with her. Like they're arguing outside about how she spends her money. And then Manuel asks Ashley, well, what will make you happy? And they go back into the restaurant. They go into the bathroom and they have sex in the bathroom of this cafe.
Disgusting.
Fucking what?
It's crazy because they've eaten in the cafe and then they've left. And then they go back into the cafe and Manuel and Ashley go into the bathroom and have sex. And Jonathan, their friend, is just sitting outside the bathroom at a table, just waiting, being like, this is so awkward.
Yeah. He's like, what is, okay, this is very strange.
And she's like moaning and you can hear it's so nasty.
It's so gross. They're
and
so
she comes
gross.
Out and she's like fine now. Like you could tell she's like feeling great. And she's like, all right, let's go to the airport. Everything's good now. It's so gross.
It's so gross. And then later in the episode, she is taking a dance class because she says Manuel loves sexy dancing. So she's like going to learn a dance for him.
These people just need to be fuck buddies. It doesn't, they don't get along.
They don't get along at all.
No, they need to just be, I don't even know if they should be friends with benefits because they are not friends. Like,
no, they hate each other.
They just need to fuck and then date other people until they feel comfortable like being exclusive with someone else, because this is not a relationship.
No, it's
not. It certainly should not be a marriage. No. Then we have Nikki and Justin. It's the same old shit about sex that comes up. Also, this was kind of surprise. Okay, so in the previous episode, Nikki brings up the sex again because we learned that Justin has been having, you know, sex with other women while they've been apart and before they were engaged. And Justin is like, well, maybe it's Justin slash Igor. It's like, why don't maybe we have threesomes? Like, that's one of my fantasies, is to have threesomes and to bring other people in the relationship. And while they're having this conversation, Justin is holding like this big stuffed like animal. It's a it's like this purple goose ostrich stuffed animal thing. And it's so crazy to have them have this serious fight conversation while he's holding this huge stuffed animal. And Nikki's like, I don't want to have threesomes. You know, my days of wild sex are behind me. You know, when I was living in Paris, I was getting railed constantly and having, like, I was having five.
And like, Justin's in his 20s, right? He's like,
late 20s.
Yeah, I think
he's really young. Yeah.
And she's, God, how old is she? Like, late 40s, maybe 50?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm just like, girl, no one wants to hear about you getting railed in Paris.
She
by like
constantly
five people
brings
at a time.
Up like, oh, I used to be so wild back. Like, I did all that.
Yeah, it's so weird. And so then she's getting her nails done because she broke a nail, and she has her they have their engagement party, so she can't have her nails bad.
Right.
And she is talking to this Moldovan nail lady, and she's like, "Do Moldovan men like to fuck?" And
yeah, she's like, are they not, is it normal for them to not be into sex?
But also, okay, so clearly Justin is not into her sexually, because he's kind of said that verbatim.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize is they're still having sex like two or three times a week or something. She says that in the conversation, and I'm like, that's a normal amount of sex.
They I was under the assumption that they did once.
I know. So unless she's lying, because to this woman, she's like, you know, when we first started dating, we were having sex like 6 times a day. And then, you know, it was just a couple times a day. And now it's just a couple times a week. And I'm like, that's just a relationship.
That's normal.
I'm like, that's like a couple times a week. That's like too much sex for me.
That's like too much. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
times,
way too much.
Six times in a
year. Yeah. I know. I was going to say like 2 to 3 times a week. Like you're a sex addict.
That
like,
is what?
Yeah. I'm like, I cannot handle that.
That is too much.
I'm like, no, thank you. Yeah. So what am I, 20? I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, what is she expecting? Like, I don't.
And
I
is she was talking with an accent, right?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what type of, like, some sort of European accent she was speaking. Like, and do they, the Moldovan man, do they not do that? Yeah. Where did this accent come from?
It's like she was trying, she thought she was speaking another language or something. Like, she thought that putting on a Moldovan accent was like speaking Moldovan or something.
Yeah, it was bizarre. So funny. Do you sex?
It was so funny. I was like, this bitch is crazy.
The nail technician was just like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know,
like,
ma'am.
This is a lot. And then I guess this, I don't think I saw this last part. They
the
go
swan
on a paddle
boat.
I've always wanted to do that in Echo Park, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done it.
So they go on one of those, and like, Nikki's still wearing her heels.
She's redonkulous.
She always says where she's like, they're having like fun, and she's like, you know, this is the Justin that I love, you know, like, where you can just like be silly and have fun. Like, why can't it just be this all the time? It's like, because you keep bringing up the sex and they don't have enough sex. That's why it's not like that.
Always bringing up the negative.
Yeah.
Speaking of couples that,
oh, good Lord,
are kind of negative, Clayton and Anali.
Okay, so Anali locked herself in the bathroom. Clayton is talking to her, asking if she's okay. And she's like, yes, I'm okay. I just want you to stop talking to me. And because he's up, she's still upset about when they went to hang out with Clayton's friend and he said, like, we're not having sex, and like brought that up. She's just like annoyed at him. And she said she just wants to go home and hug her mom because she's just crying. She just doesn't want to be there. And so then she finally comes out of the bathroom and they talk. And they're still in San Diego, right? They're still like on vacation or whatever.
I think so.
Yes, because the mom isn't there.
Yeah.
So he wants her to tell her parents about him because she's hasn't told her parents. She said she's like on a, she booked a job or something in America. That's where she is.
Yeah. I'm like, is your dad in the mob or something? Like, why are you so reluctant to tell your dad that you have a boyfriend? Like, it's really weird.
Yeah. And so she eventually does post a pic of him.
Yeah. Cause he's like, you know, I've been cheated on in the past and, you know, it really hurt me. And, you know, I feel like maybe you're cheating on me or you're embarrassed of me. And, you know, maybe we should just like break up if you're not going to. And then she eventually is like, okay, I understand where you're coming from. So she posts it.
And then they finally had sex.
Disgusting.
And he says, we both got off unless she was faking it. Oh, she was.
TMI. Yeah, she was faking it, sweetie.
And there's like a stuffed panda on the bed. Ugh. And then he's like standing on the bed. He's like, I'm going to show you how happy I am. And he's like, he starts pretending to wag his tail and like be a dog like on the bed.
I would be so grossed out by him.
I know. It's so child. Gross.
Yeah.
And then Annalie talks about wanting to move to San Diego, of course, because it's way nicer than wherever they Kentucky, Kansas, Missouri, somewhere. And Clayton's like, well, you know, I can't afford to move us and my mom there. And she was like, huh?
Your mom?
Yeah. Your mom? She's your like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Put her in another closet?
That's so crazy.
So I guess he's like forever responsible for his mom now. I thought it was like, because the beginning of the show, they said it was like a temporary thing for her.
Yeah, because she was looking for a place and couldn't find one.
Yeah, she was like saving money. But
he likes it. I think low key he likes it, having his mom.
Because I bet
there.
She like does everything. Like, does everything from cooks food and stuff.
He wants mommy around. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they start talking about their wedding. And Annalie wants to have a llama with a colorful scarf on it at their wedding.
Sure. Why not?
So then they FaceTime Clayton's sister. And because they want advice. And Clayton's like, well, my sister's been married and divorced 3 times. So what better person to ask for advice?
How a wedding goes. Yeah.
So they FaceTime her. And Annalie asks Clayton to ask her to organize a bachelorette party for her when she wants strippers. Because she's like, I always see in the American movies, they have strippers.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah. Brandy, will you organize a party for Annalie? And Brandy's like, yeah, I was kind of already planning it. And Annalie's like, I want strippers.
I want strippers.
Yeah.
And then Clayton's asking her just like so much help.
Yeah.
Like making it seem like she's the wedding planner.
Right.
Just asking her for everything. And she didn't sign up for that. Like,
yeah.
And she's just like super annoyed and she ended up hanging up on them.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not doing all this. Like, this is.
Yeah. Cause he's like, can you do this and this? And she's like, I'm not doing it. This is crazy. Goodbye.
Yeah. 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 I think he's like, basically like, will you make reservations and invite these people and like arrange flights and like lodging? And she's like, I'm not a party planner. Like,
yeah.
No,
you mean
help,
plan your fucking wedding for you?
Yeah. Ugh. Then there's Citra and Sam. Mm-hmm. In the previous episode, I thought this was important to note that Sam's mom is wearing a Rugrats shirt.
I noticed that. I saw that.
Yeah, definitely like a Goodwill find or something like that.
A pretty good one.
Where does she get this random ass Rugrats shirt? Sam's dad, Sam and Citra are watching Sam's dad water the grass, and they're like, "What are you?" Citra's like, "What are you doing?" And because there's some empty patches on the lawn, and Sam's dad is like, "Well, the other day I heard heavy footsteps on the roof, and then when we came out the next morning, there were these empty patches on the lawn, and it left marks in the grass, and I think that it was either like Bigfoot or an alien." That's like, you're psychotic. You guys are, there's something wrong with you. Like, you have like possums and raccoons and stuff in your area. Like,
oh yeah, there was just a raccoon in my backyard like 2 nights ago.
I always hear footsteps on my roof, and it's always raccoons. Like raccoons or possums.
There's loud, raccoons are loud as hell.
They're crazy. Yeah, it's like, it's not Bigfoot. And it was probably a raccoon or a possum, like, digging or
scurrying
like
across,
shaking off, scurrying. It's y'all are wild.
Also, the raccoons dig the grass in my backyard.
Yeah,
so that's probably what left the patches. They eat stuff, bugs and stuff in the possums.
Also, I don't know about raccoon and possum urine, but
oh,
buckle up. But when female dogs pee on grass, whatever like is in female dog pee, it like destroys the grass.
Right.
So I don't know if it's the same with like female raccoon and possum urine.
I'm
like
sure.
maybe critters were peeing on the grass and then that's what killed the grass. Like, but his mind goes immediately to there's
Bigfoot
aliens on
footsteps.
The roof. Yeah, there's Bigfoot.
Yeah, it could be.
They go on a date to Boozers and
they order
fruity drinks. Citra has never drank before because she's Muslim.
Right.
And they don't drink. It's against their religion to drink. Sam is a recovering addict.
Yeah, I found that weird. I didn't know that he was going to order, but he had beer cans in his car. Remember they were cleaning it out?
Yeah. So
I was like, he's drinking. Interesting.
Clearly, he's not like in. He says he's
fully
sober. He must be in.
Anonymous?
He must be in NA.
Right.
From what I am sober, and I am sober from everything.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps he is in a program or not in a program at all, where he's only abstaining from his drug of choice or something. I don't know, but he's
drinking.
He's drinking. So when he says sober, I don't know what he's sober from.
Right.
But they're ordering fruity drinks.
They order tacos.
Yeah.
It's like tater tots and nachos.
Bar food. And then what's this last part? I think I missed this part.
So they're driving to meet Citra's family because they all flew in.
Oh, right.
And so they're driving there and Sam said Citra's sisters are all mean girls.
Uh-oh.
And they call him names. They call him Popeye.
Oh no. I see it actually.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's really funny. I totally, they have the same like jaw.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
They call him Popeye. And they took different flights. The dad took a different flight. The sister took a different flight because they pick up one of the sisters from the airport. And she immediately is like, oh, I took a laxative on the plane and I took a big shit.
That's a good time.
And they go to a hotel to meet Citra's dad, Herman. And I think she has another sister. I think she has two. But one of them is engaged to Sam's brother. I think we said that a few episodes ago.
It's fucking crazy.
Crazy.
But get your ass to America, girls. Have a good
time.
Yeah.
Have a great time, girls.
Those guys. Yeah. Why don't you do Gino and Jasmine?
Well, it's their last night in Miami. Gino's planning a surprise. Jasmine puts on this yellow dress where her bazingas look humongous.
It's like every episode she looks like she's had new plastic surgery.
They look bigger every episode.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And then she says, the only surprises from Gino are usually the ones he leaves in the toilet.
I will say, sometimes they are funny with each
other. She's hilarious.
Yeah, she is funny.
She's got some zingers.
Yeah.
Gino wants to show Jasmine that he's her Romeo Bonito.
Ay, papi.
So he puts like flower petals in the pool.
Oh, God.
And they're like eating dinner. And she tells Gino, she thinks this is like a compliment, but she says, like, I never imagined being with a guy like Gino, because she normally dates muscular blonde guy.
She's not saying this in a confessional. She's saying it to Gino.
To him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I usually date really good looking, muscular, blonde guys. And you can tell that this is true love because I am with you.
It's basically like, saying, like, because you're ugly.
Yeah, I must really love you. He's not offended, which is crazy.
Right. He's like excited. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So weird. Yeah. Then she's said that she needs to be nicer to Gino. And then Gino's like, yeah, you can be a real bitch sometimes. Yeah. They're very funny. And then Gino, like, gets emotional. He starts crying because he's upset about Jasmine not wanting to bond with his family.
Yeah.
It's, like, really upsetting him. And she was like, I didn't know that this was, like, really upsetting you. She's like, I'll try. And then Gino gets up, walks over to these plants, pulls out a bag, and it's a ring. There's a ring in there.
And I feel like he proposes to her every single episode.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy.
He said it's an upgraded ring.
Ooh.
Because the ring he bought her in Panama was like, it was like $250 or something.
It's probably some zirconia.
So yeah, it's a real diamond. He said it's a real diamond.
Didn't we do like an ad for a homegrown diamond company years ago?
And
weren't they supposed to send us rings or something?
Yes, they were.
And they never did, right?
No, they did not.
I want a lab diamond.
Unless Maria
if you guys
has them.
Good point. Maria's probably hoarding those lab-grown diamonds.
Yeah, right? They were supposed to send us lab-grown diamonds.
Send us lab-grown diamonds. If you
what
guys are listening, I can't even remember what company it was.
I don't
remember
either.
Give us those lab-grown diamonds.
Give us those diamonds.
I know. I'm like looking in my ads too.
Diamonds.
Maybe. Did we like imagine it?
No, we for sure. That's crazy because there used to be only like a couple of companies. Now there's so many.
Lightbox.
Are they still a thing or did they go out of business?
Maybe they weren't going to send us diamonds.
I'm pretty sure they were. Yeah, we did a couple ads.
In 2019.
Huh?
Should we say like, hey, circling back from 5 years
ago. Circling back. I swear they were like, we're going to send you.
I'm looking at the initial email.
Light
from Erios, and it doesn't say anything about us getting diamonds, but I feel like we all have the collective memory that we were gonna get diamonds.
Maria like texted it to us or something. That's
light box. If you're listening, can we will you sponsor us again and can we get some diamonds?
Give us some diamonds.
I want some little earrings.
Yeah.
Or a loose stone. They have loose stones. I'm on the website.
I want a loose stone.
I want a loose stone.
Just, I'll hot
just glue jangle
it.
Around
to a necklace.
And that was like a free ad. We just did a free ad for you. Lightbox, yeah. Laboratory grown diamonds. Lightboxjewelry.com.
So then Jasmine tells Gino about getting the money from Dane for her butt surgery.
Oh my God, I missed this. I don't think I finished the episode. What is
that?
No, what does he say?
It was right at the end of the episode.
What does he say?
We don't know. We see Jasmine tells him, she's like, you know about my surgery and how I used the $4,000 that you sent me. This was my wedding dress and then I had money saved and then I needed $2,000 more and I got it from Dane. So it was a $10,000 surgery.
That's and it. Listen, it doesn't look like it.
No. And then it's Gino's just like distraught. He's like,
oh. He's
And then the episode ends.
Oh, God. Well, I guess we'll find out tonight.
We'll find out.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This single life, I think we're on the third episode now. And it, listen, it's a dud. It's
dud.
The cast sucks.
Oh,
I almost like don't want to watch it. If you watched Family Chantal or whatever, the cast is Chantal or from Pedro and Chantal. She is basically in Greece trying to find a man. I don't know why she went to Greece for vacation of all places to try to find a guy. It just seems like kind of random. And she's with her quote unquote friends who like are totally not her friends. You can tell.
Oh,
like
weird.
One is her twerking instructor.
What?
Which is, what does that even mean? It's this really flamboyant instructor. Guy. And then one of them, I think, is like her hairdresser. Another one, I believe she says, is her friend or her roommate or something. They're so annoying.
So she's paying them, basically.
Yes. Like they're production. They're hired actors by production. They say, like, when they talk to each other, they're like, "Hey, Barbie." And they all go like crew love on three, and then they cheers. What? Like, ugh. I don't know what show they're on or what show they think they're on. They're so obnoxious, and I just can't. Like, seriously, I just can't watch. Like, I can't watch her. Basically, she's in Greece. They are all dressed like they're at the club, and the aesthetic is not Grecian, and they're basically just like out drinking and hitting on guys, and it just feels so disingenuous and weird, and I can't even. Then there's Ty Ray, who we talked about. We talked about in previous episodes. He was on 90 Day Fiance, like before the 90 days or something. I can't remember. But if you remember, he was catfished. He is on this season, and he meets a girl in real life. He meets a woman, and they meet at a bar. The woman is like friends with his sister or something. And the woman is flirting with him, and she's like, "Do you want to go out sometime?" And he's like, "Yeah." And they have plans to go on a date. He shows up for the date, and she stands him up.
Oh, Ty Ray can't catch a break.
No, and I'm like, why are y'all doing this to Ty Ray?
That's mean.
I know. This poor guy is catfished, then he stood up for a date, and I just feel so bad for him. Then there's Natalie, who's on the show. She's from the Ukraine.
Oh, Natalie.
Yeah, she was married to Michael. Yeah, who also believed he was from Squim, Wisconsin or something.
No, Washington.
Squim, Washington.
Squim.
Yeah.
Uncle Bo in the back house.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. And they separated. I don't know if they got a divorce yet. She moved to Florida.
Right.
She's bonkers in the head. And so she started dating this guy, Josh, when she was in Florida, who she met at like a modeling class or something. Oh. Josh owns a modeling agency, allegedly, but it's like, what? He's like the type of guy who would DM you on Instagram and be like, pics, like want to take pics together. He's like that kind of person.
Gross. That's probably how they met.
Yeah, oh, for sure. So they have been dating for a few seasons now, but very much like not exclusively. And Natalie has just been flipping out every time they go on dates and all this crazy stuff because Josh is clearly not ready to commit. But Natalie moves to Los Angeles to be near Josh. And Josh, it seems, is like not into this, but he doesn't pick her up at the airport or anything like that. Like, he is not about this life. But he is about being on the show. You can tell
that. Oh, yes. Of course.
Natalie's mom has either visited or has moved to Los Angeles. It's kind of unclear. And Natalie is looking for apartments to live in, but she can't afford anything. And she asked Josh if Josh will be her guarantor, like a co-signer for an apartment. Oh. And Josh is like, no. What are you like?
Is she looking in like L.A., like Hollywood area, or is she looking in like the Valley?
I think they're kind of like looking everywhere. And I know they go to one first that's like a two bedroom and it's $2,500 a month. Which for a two bedroom is not bad.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, it was really good. It looked cute. Like, it kind of looked like it was on like Beechwood Canyon or something. Oh. And she can't afford it. So she's like, Josh, will you be my guarantor? And he's like, no.
No.
Yeah. And she flips out. But then I guess they find a one bedroom in Long Beach.
Oh.
And so she and her mom move into a one bedroom in Long Beach. And I'm like, so are she and her mom sleeping in the same bed, or like, is there a pull-out living couch?
Living room is a bedroom.
I'm like, oh boy. So she's now in a one bedroom apartment that she can afford. And I guess Josh arranged with the landlord that like, if Natalie paid a lump sum up front, that she could like have the place. Cause like, I don't think she could like afford it month to month. I don't know.
So
they made some sort of arrangement where she could get this one bedroom apartment.
That sounds shady as hell.
Yeah. I think like Josh maybe ended up paying for it and she's going to pay him back, or I don't know what happened.
She couldn't even find like a one bedroom, like deep in the Valley.
I don't know if this bitch, I don't think this bitch has a job. I think her job is being on TLC.
Right.
I've never seen her work. And I don't think on her Instagram she's doing sponsored posts or anything like that.
Probably like under $1,000, I bet. It's probably like $800 a month or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea how much apartments are in Long. But that's like, you know, almost an hour from LA.
Yeah, it's crazy. Then there's Miss Debbie. Miss Debbie was dating a guy named Osama, who I can't remember where he was from. He had like a really bad lazy eye and he was an artist. He was like 20 or something, 24. And she's 67. And was like, this is true love. And
her son was a cop.
Yeah, she thought it was true love with Usama, and Usama's like, I'm just trying to get to America. So Debbie refers to herself as Miss Debbie. She has like long blonde hair, and she's Southern. She dresses like, if you've ever seen Two Wong Fu, and at the end, the drag queens dress up all the Southern ladies in drag. Like, that's what Miss Debbie looks like.
Yes.
She's like if a peacock came to life. She's like, loves furs and feathers and whatever. In the last episode, she went to an alpaca farm because she was her new venture, her late in life venture, she wants to start a petting zoo craft store.
What? Look, I would go. A petting zoo
too.
And a craft store?
So inside, she wants it to be like a craft store, and outside, it'd be a petting zoo.
Okay, that doesn't exist anywhere. That is a great idea.
It's genius. Yeah, I know. I'm like, good for you, Debbie. So now she's trying online dating, and the son is like, no, like, we're over this, mom. You got to stop.
Mm-mm.
She has met a guy named Russ on some sort of dating site, but she's lying about her age. She's saying she's 57 and not 67.
Okay.
Yeah. And she goes on a date with this guy, Russ. And on the first date, she like dumps everything. She's like, I'm lying about my age. And then I was on a reality show and then I had a 24-year-old boyfriend named Usama and he was just using me for a green card. And Russ is like, this is
who? How TMI. Old is this Russ guy?
He's I think like 60 or something.
Oh, okay. So age appropriate.
Yeah. But like he agrees to go out with her again, but he's like, this was too much information for a first date.
Wow.
Then there's John. John, he was the alcoholic cokehead brother who didn't have a job. He lived with his brother and his fiance, who was, I think it was like Thais was her name.
Oh, yes,
something.
Yes.
Yeah, and he was like always wasted. Like he was drinking beer at like 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I guess he's on the single life now.
I
don't know why.
Pillow talk.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah. So he talks about how he like used to be on cocaine and drinking all the time. I'm like, okay, why does TLC keep casting people like this?
Yeah.
He had moved to Las Vegas and he said that he was hooking up with random women all the time.
Cool.
I don't know what that
does
means.
He still live with his brother in Thais?
He has moved out and he is now living with his other brother who is gay and lives with his boyfriend. So he just switches from brother to brother, I guess. He's a loser. He's some girl named Megan from Texas slid into his DMs and now they're dating.
Cool.
I don't know. I don't care. And then finally, there's Tim. Yeah, he's on a bunch of previous seasons. He's usually a guest on the tell-all.
Yeah.
He's obviously gay, and we're all just ignoring the elephant in the room.
he wears eyeliner.
Yeah. Listen, guys can wear makeup, but the thing is that every time he has ever dated, he's been on the show in the past, and every time he's dated a woman in the past, they've broken up because he won't have sex with them. Like, that's why of the relationships. Yeah. And he goes on a date with this woman who he meets. And she's like, I love PDA. I love holding hands. I love cuddling. And he's like, and she tries to kiss him. And she's like, Tim is like, you know, I'm very slow. I'm very Southern. I do things really slowly and I don't like PDA.
Uh-huh.
And so in every relationship he's had on the show, which is I think it's like 3 or 4 now.
Right. I remember his first relationship. That was the problem.
He visited her in, I don't remember, Brazil or something.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have sex with her. He wouldn't cuddle her. And he like would sleep fully clothed or sleep on the couch. Yeah. And all he would do with her is like go shopping and wear face masks. And I'm just saying, be who you are. I don't care. Yeah. But he wears makeup. For work, he bedazzles guns or something. Yeah.
Why does he even date women? Is he even interested in,
I don't know,
dating people?
Maybe he's straight. I don't know. Maybe he's asexual and he likes the company of women.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Because he's still best friends with his ex and he's raising his ex's daughter with his ex, and he's not the father of the daughter. He's just, so maybe he's asexual and he just enjoys the company of women.
That's what it seems like.
I don't know. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in watching him. Like, I'm not interested in him, but whatever's going on with him is
interesting. Whatever's going on.
Complicated.
He's a complicated man.
Yeah, it's a flop season to me. I don't care about any of these characters. Maybe I care if Tyrae meets someone. Miss Debbie's kind of funny, but like, I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah, maybe if something interesting happens.
Yeah, I just let us know if you think it's a flop because I'm not into it. Anyways, that's about it for this episode. Let us know what you think. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's another 90-day fiancé, baby. Oh, it's another 90-day.
Beyonce recap.
Powered by Acast.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.